really happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2013. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, on the corporate media, the Boston-o-thon is continuing, or maybe they should call it the Marathon-thon, or whatever they're going to name it. It's like a big production showcase. It's just nonstop. Boston, 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 Boston. The Texas fertilizer factory explosion is all but gone, even though it killed far more people. And we know where the culprit is. The factory was hit with an OSHA violation for improperly storing these explosive chemicals. OSHA never went back to follow up. Nobody's making a big deal about that. It's all Boston pressure cookers, Muslim, 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 serious right-wing Christians, bloggers. They're trying to blame everybody on this whole thing, and they're actually undermining their own credibility, pointing the finger in all these different directions here. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the bottom line here is that the public story of Boston is pretty much shredded at this point. The corporate media has been spending all kinds of insane money trying to sell this story with all the, you know, the location. They're sending their people up to Boston, so I'm standing right on the scene of whatever. All of that stuff costs money. They're just hurling huge amounts of money into this sales campaign, which is really what it is, at a time when we all know the corporate media is very short of funding because they're losing their audience, they're losing their advertisers, and yet somehow they seem to have all the money they need to go up there with their eye-in-the-sky camera. We're going to go back and look at the, we're going to show you the blood stains. Here we are going into 2 weeks after this whole thing. That's not news. That's a sales pitch. But despite all of the corporate media's money and all the corporate media's men, they can't put this official story back together again. We ran a little poll on whatreallyhappened.com. Who did the Boston bombing? There were only two choices: Muslims and U.S. government with possible assistance from Israel. And the U.S. government with possible assistance from Israel got 98%. And the rest of those votes, say, screaming Muslims, are probably all the intelligence assets they have monitoring this communication on behalf of various governments and corporations. So, salute to our friends in national surveillance here. And again, the story has taken another major body check, because now the police are admitting that the younger brother, Zokar, when he was in that boat, had no guns at all. Zero, zip, nada. You remember a little while ago, he engaged in a shootout. The police had to shoot that very expensive boat full of holes. They were in a firefight for their lives. They had to defend themselves. And then Zokar tried to commit suicide and shot himself in the throat. With what? And remember, a few days ago, we posted that picture of Zokar climbing out of the boat under his own power with no sign of blood on the front of his shirt, which you would get from a wound to the throat. And so now they're saying, well, he didn't actually have any guns. So the big question is, who did shoot him in the throat after he had surrendered? It's a very important question. And again, the story just keeps changing over and over again. Now we're getting more details about the cop at MIT who was shot in his patrol car, and they're now saying it was execution style. And they're saying these two brothers did it because they needed a gun. No, I think some third party did it because they needed the police to be in a shoot-first mindset, which is what this whole thing at the boat now proves happened. They just opened fire on the guy. They wanted him dead. We'll be right back.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, sick and poor. Preaching man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping. Teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're seeing all over the corporate media this issue about the Miranda rights. And he was supposedly, our suspect was read the Miranda rights, and then he shut up. And it's kind of an interesting little way they put it here. This is from Newsnet5.com, and this is a direct quote. Zokhar Tsarnaev immediately stopped talking after a magistrate judge and a representative from the U.S. Attorney's Office entered his hospital room and gave him his Miranda warning. According to four officials of both political parties briefed on the interrogation, they insisted on anonymity because the briefing was private. Okay, let's see. Next quote. Before being advised of his rights, the 19-year-old suspect told authorities that his older brother, Tamerlan, had only recently recruited him to be part of the attack that detonated the pressure cooker bombers at the marathon finish line, two U.S. officials said. Let's go back to the first part of that thing. Zokhar immediately stopped talking. Talking? Weren't they telling us just yesterday he couldn't talk? And according to his Israeli doctor, he'll never talk again because he tried to shoot himself and wounded his own throat, except now we know that's a lie. He had no guns at the boat. He wasn't shooting at the police. He didn't shoot himself. So somebody else shot him in the throat. Now, setting that aside, because that's just a light bit of fluff and semantics here, if I were on the jury trying Zocar, I wouldn't take the word of any U.S. government official at this point, after all the lies we've already exposed on this thing. And in any event, this is hearsay testimony. According to U.S. officials, he said this. That's hearsay testimony. That's inadmissible in a court of law. The part that concerns me, and we're seeing this all over the corporate media, is they're trying to say, well, you know, we should delay Miranda rights for terror suspects. By the way, Miranda rights do not start when you are informed of them. They are automatically by default in all places. The reason for the Miranda warning is a guarantee that the suspect knows his rights under the law. Most of us probably already know them from watching them recited endlessly on TV. But his Miranda rights didn't begin until that announcement. And by the way, under U.S. law, anything that he said or typed or nodded to prior to that is also inadmissible in a court of law. And so what we're seeing here is, I think, the beginnings of a propaganda attack on the Miranda rights to take them away so the police can basically beat you into any confession they want and it will be admissible. They can yell at you. You don't have a lawyer there to protect your rights. Oh, we've got to do that. They're terror suspects. He was reciting the Constitution. That makes him a terror suspect. And we now know from this former administration official who is now willing to publicly testify that a lot of those people, the vast majority of those prisoners down in Guantanamo who were being tortured to provide politically expedient confessions, were innocent, and Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld knew they were innocent, but they kept the torture going, kept them locked up because it would have been an embarrassment to let them go and say, golly gee shuckies, we were wrong, sorry about all the waterboarding, and the razor cuts to delicate parts of your body, which we know has also been done. So they're basically, the government wants to take away your Miranda right protections, your right to remain silent, your right to the presence of an attorney. They want to take that away. They're using this Boston false flag to take that away. And again, more evidence that these two brothers were intelligence assets is continuing to surface. Over at Washington's blog, they're basically quoting Izvestian. We touched on this briefly yesterday. The older brother, Tamerlan, attended a workshop sponsored by an American organization on how to destabilize the Russian satellite states. These guys were intelligence assets of the United States of America. This is probably the reason when Russia asked the United States to investigate Tamerlan, the FBI came back and said, nope, he's clean, nothing wrong there. Really, you can trust him, honest. You can take him into all your private meetings. He's trustworthy completely. Same stuff they did with Lee Harvey Oswald. So the situation keeps changing. They had a guy, then they didn't have a guy. Oh, they had guns, then they didn't have guns. Oh, they, and the whole confusion over the naked man, which we now know was Tamerlan, now that we know that the driver they tried to claim was the naked man was Chinese. I got an email from somebody asking, maybe the government wants to have all this confusion so we can't find the truth of the matter. Well, when they're hiding their guilt, definitely they will start sowing a lot of confusion. But you need to remember, the ultimate objective of any false flag, of any propaganda, is to present a clear and unequivocal narrative to the public to sell the agenda. Lee Harvey Oswald did it. You don't need to look any further. To attain that objective, the people have to trust that narrative that is being presented to them in the corporate media. What we're seeing here in the aftermath of Boston, this constant changing of stories, undermines trust in the narrative. The continued pointing of fingers at all these different possible culprits undermines trust in the narrative, and that defeats the whole purpose of the propaganda and the false flag. Now, the other day I said that the corporate media and the propagandists had lost the initiative, and we're continuing to see more evidence of that. Rachel Maddow was apparently on a tear the other night, just frothing over this idea of false flag. And now, you know, our government would never come. There's no such thing as a false flag. And we're beginning to start seeing that pop up in other places in the corporate media. Oh, false flag. That's just another wacko conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as a false flag. Nobody would do that. That's the new spin that's coming on out. If you believe in false flags, you are a conspiracy wacko. You probably think that, and they'll just go off on whatever else they can find. You probably think there was a plane at the Pentagon or whatever else they're using on that here. But apparently Maddow was going out there and just screaming, there's no such thing as a false flag. You're all being wacko kooks to think so. And yet we know it is an historical reality. Let's see, a couple of quotes here. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. That's Adolf Hitler, who, by the way, pulled off one of history's best-known false flags, having his own people attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, and framing Poland for it. There's another quote for you. Why, of course the people don't want war, but after it all is... rented lips. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. That's Hermann Göring. One more quote before we head on out here. The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. The public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. That's Joseph Stalin. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, oh, you can't equate our government with the Nazis and with communist Russia. Our government is good and their governments were bad. Well, the historical reality is the government of the United States of America is no better or no worse than any other government we've seen in history. All these governments are dominated by sociopaths who will lie, cheat, steal, and kill to attain power. And once they have the power, they go on lying, cheating, stealing, and killing because that's what always worked for them. The Nuremberg trials, they had a major with the Nazi SS admitting they were faking attacks on their own people to build the case for war. The CIA admitted it hired Iranians in the 1950s to pose as communists and set off bombs in Iran in order to overthrow that government, to take out the democratically elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, and install the Shah of Iran. Israel got caught in a false flag down in Egypt, the Levant affair. Israeli agents planted bombs, left evidence to frame Egyptians and Egyptian Muslims for these attacks on British and American assets. They got caught on that. They were forced to officially admit it. When Israel attacked the USS Liberty, they were out there at the forefront. Oh, it's Egypt is doing it. Egypt is doing it. False flags are a reality. Because remember, any time the leader of any nation wants to start a war, they have to lie and trick their own people into it. No leader in history ever got up and said, I want all of you to give me your children. We're going to march over into this next country and steal all their gold and jewels just because I feel like having them. The people of the nation would say, you're out of your mind. War is a dangerous, hard occupation. It pays very, very poorly. There's a real chance you're going to get killed or crippled in it. They don't want to go to war. They don't want to leave their homes and travel to the next nation or the next continent or to the other side of the world to shoot at people they've never met. So every war in history has been started with a lie. You will go to heaven if you help us invade the Holy Lands and seize them from whoever they're seizing them from this week. Operation Northwoods. They were going to blow up American airplanes and blame it on Cuba. That was in the official U.S. government record. False flags are a reality. And if Rachel Maddow is out there on MSNBC screaming that anybody who thinks that there's such a thing as false flags, you're a conspiracy wacko, basically tells us that Rachel has sold out to the power structure. She likes her cushy, well-paying job on MSNBC, and she's not going to do anything to jeopardize that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a phone call. Sparky in Ohio. Aloha, Sparky. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You were just talking about Gleichowitz. Have you ever read any of David Irving's works, the British historian?
You mean Gleichowitz?
Gleichowitz, sorry.
Okay. I've read some of his works. I haven't read them on the situation in Gleichowitz, but the history of that is pretty well documented. It was a false flag.
Michael, David Irving went over all the old papers, and he never found anything in the papers on it. And my family that came from Germany over to Canada and America, they never learned about it until their kids were learned about it in American schools.
Well, look at how much we're learning about things that happened, decades ago that were hidden from us, like Operation Northwoods.
Oh, right. But I'm telling you, the German people, it wasn't in the paper, and the German people didn't hear about it, using it as a thing.
Again, Sparky, look how much our government hides things from the American people. We're only just now finding out that our government really was torturing people in Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm.
The governments don't reveal to their people things that they want to keep secret. And obviously, if Hitler is trying to start a war with a false flag incident, he's not going to turn around to the German people and say, by the way, it was all a hoax. You know, we just faked it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that the fact that the German people of the day didn't know what had happened is kind of pointless. In any event, you know, you basically had, you know, one of the guys who was tried at Nuremberg, Alfred Najax, basically said, under orders from Heydrich and Mueller, the heads of the Gestapo, they took a bunch of German operatives, dressed them in Polish uniforms. They took along a Polish prisoner and killed him on the spot so that the body would be found. I mean, this is very, very well documented here. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay. Guess what? Somebody somewhere wants you to think there's no such thing as a false flag attack. That's what Rachel was telling you last night. There's no such thing as a false flag attack. It never happened. It's all a conspiracy theory. Next, they're going to start pouring in with HAARP and chemtrails and Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child, who's running for president in 2016, I guess. Now, speaking of major snafus in the official story, remember right after the Boston bombing, they had arrested this Saudi national. It was all over the news. We've got a Saudi national. He's the guilty part. Then they had to let him go. And last Friday, Glenn Beck teased a story that he had evidence of a government cover-up and he was going to give the government till Monday to come clean. And, of course, the government ignored him, as do so many others. And he came out and he started to talk about this Saudi national who was arrested and let go. Why did they let him go? Maybe because they didn't have any evidence on the guy. And now, of course, we have a U.S. congressman who says he's going to follow up on Glenn Beck's Saudi national theory. And I don't think they understand that when they start pointing fingers in so many directions, it undermines trust in the narrative. So this the House Committee on Homeland Security is requesting information from Janet Napolitano on the Saudi national. And they're out there to say, it's the Saudis. We've got to go after the Saudis. It's Israel that wants us to go after the Saudis. After Iran, Saudi Arabia is going to be next. That's what's going on here. But they have already hoisted on their own petard on this one. Because this Saudi national, Al-Harbi, is a good friend of the Obamas. The first lady visited him in the hospital. And he's been to the White House a few times. He's on the visitor logs, cleared in by the Secret Service to hang out with the first family. Now, how many times have you been to the White House? I've never been to the White House, and I'm not a Mideast terrorist. I'm annoying and irritating and obnoxious, but I'm not a terrorist. I've never even been to the city of Washington, D.C., which is disappointing. A lot of really good museums there. But it turns out this Saudi national is, again, some kind of an asset who is cleared for the White House. So Glenn Beck and this House committee have hoisted on their own petard on that one. Everybody's overreacting. Terror, 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 terror. Right here in Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, they've closed down a block around the circuit court in Honolulu. They've evacuated a couple of public schools. There's a suspicious package. We're waiting to hear if it turns out to be somebody's dirty laundry or something like that. Williams-Sonoma is going to pull pressure cookers off their shelves out of respect to the victims of Boston. I mean, it's just, it's all marketing. It's just another excuse to get this onto the news. You know, now they're screaming about, you know, were these brothers, were they receiving taxpayer assistance for their education and so forth? There, any excuse they can to just try and keep this story current. And frankly, from the flailing and thrashing, I think the American people are already burned out on these two brothers. And at least Fox News and MSNBC are starting to bring other news back into the rotation. CNN is still all Boston all the time here. But, of course, the bottom line here is most Americans are convinced this was a false flag to bring about more tyranny. And a lot of the attention is now focusing on the CISPA bill and just how incredibly draconian and intrusive this is. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call and more about CISPA after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still pounding on the fact that valuable intelligence may have been lost by reading the suspect his Miranda rights. So they're really out there. This is an attack on your Miranda rights. Your right to have an attorney present. Your right to remain silent. Real Gestapo stuff out there. All right, before we get into CISPA, I'm going to grab a quick phone call here. Tate, Michigan, aloha. Tate, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, have you had a chance to see Rand Paul's flip-flop on the drones?
Well, yeah, and I've never been impressed with Rand Paul, to be very honest. He's not his father's son politically philosophically.
We should have known he was a piece of trash when he passed Citizens United, okay, because corporations are not people. And now he's okay with armed drones.
Wait a minute. Citizens United was a Supreme Court decision.
He supported that. He was very
okay. But he didn't pass it. He supported it, but he didn't pass it. I just wanted to be clear on that.
His comments about it were supportive of it. I knew he was a piece of trash, and he's nothing like his father. And he's okay with armed drones shooting somebody because they robbed $50, you know? And he's like, well, I don't want drones over my hot tub in my backyard. What a piece of crap.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And now we know, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, If he tries to run in 2016, which there have been rumors about, he's going to try and ride his father's coattails, and he's going to find that he can't, because the people who admired and supported his father have a very clear model of what Ron Paul stood for, and Rand Paul just isn't there.
Does anybody in Washington, D.C. have a set of vegetables? I mean, they're so weak. I don't care if they threaten your life, your family's life. You don't get into that position to ride or fix a country and not sacrifice everything. They're weak people.
Well, it's worse than that. We know from the drone strikes into these other countries, some of which we're not actually at war with, that every time they take out a suspect who apparently doesn't have a right to the presence of an attorney before he's executed, they take out an average of 50 innocent bystanders. That same statistic is going to be happening here in the United States.
And the same people that cheered as their rights were taken away because they're looking for that 19-year-old kid, they're cheering in the streets. Those are the same people who care about Snooki lost all her weight after she had her baby. These people are just stupid drones.
Well, there is a segment of the population like that, but they're a dwindling minority. I went back and I looked at some of the videos of the Bostonians supposedly cheering in the streets. And one thing I saw is there were only a few people with flags and they were cheering and everybody else was just kind of standing around. And being an audio video editor from many, many years ago, it was pretty obvious to me that the chanting of USA, USA was being augmented on the soundtrack. So that too is just another part of this illusion that Americans are perfectly happy with people kicking down doors, pointing guns at them, even though they've committed no crime, ransacking their homes, confiscating their guns. We're now hearing reports of, and then just heading on out and leaving muddy boot, jack boot prints all over the carpeting. And no, well, nobody's happy with that. I have friends and family in Massachusetts. I've been talking to a great many of them. They say no, they absolutely did not agree with any of this.
Well, I hope we can change this thing around, but man, it's looking hopeless to me. People are stupid.
It's very obvious the government is on a path leading to complete tyranny. But they're having to rush it. They're having to rush the timetable to try and stay ahead of the collapsing economy. Because if the economy collapses first, everybody in America is going to point the finger of blame where it deserves to go, Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So they're in this rush to try and get this global world war, nuclear war going, so they can duck responsibility for their crimes and corruption. They've done it twice before. Now they're trying to do it a third time. But we know what they're up to.
And on a side point, you should check out Oblivion, the movie. It was pretty cool.
Okay, I'll make a point of looking at it after the radio show today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Now, getting on to CISPA. This bill is being promoted as a means to protect critical infrastructure from hacker attacks. But if you go into it and you look at it, it basically means the end of all online privacy. And they specifically mention, when you look at the interviews of people supporting CISPA, they're talking about protecting the government of the United States from independent operatives like WikiLeaks. Now, I personally think WikiLeaks is just another intelligence operation. But what they're basically talking about is CISPA is designed to go after the independent media. Because the government doesn't like the fact that they can't lie to you with impunity anymore, like they did back in the golden days of the Cold War and the 1950s and the 1960s, and they could wave communists at you, and you would immediately soil yourself and throw your money and your children onto the designated enemies. These bozos in Washington, D.C., they yearn for the return to the golden age where they could just tell you any pile of bovine excrement they felt like and you would just believe. And you would allow your belief to convince you to do whatever the government was trying to tell you to do. And those days are gone, and they're gone forever. That's the really important point that these propagandists haven't quite got their brains around yet. The internet, the blogs, the independent media have changed the fundamental nature of information flow through society just as dramatically as when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And there is no going back. Those institutions and governments that can evolve to adapt to the new reality will survive. Those that can't are doomed to extinction. The problem with the United States government is they have so many lies that they're having to protect, this accumulation of lies over the last two centuries that they're constantly having to spend resources and time and money to protect, traps them in their mind. They must go on doing what worked before. But what worked before is not working now. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took something like 33, 34 years to reach a point where 50% of Americans polled no longer believed the Warren Report. 33 years. Today, and Boston just proved it again, the lifespan of a government deception can be clocked with an egg timer. And they don't get it yet. They don't get it. One of the biggest reasons for hope is they don't get it. They don't understand the world has changed around them and the old rules do not work any longer. So anyway, Judge Napolitano is out there saying CISPA is a direct assault on your privacy. We understand that Obama, because CISPA is meeting some serious opposition in the Senate, it passed the House already, that Obama is implementing CISPA with executive orders to basically allow the government complete access, unrestricted, to all of your online communications and your data. But there is, and apparently the Department of Justice has already handed out immunity to Internet service providers if they are caught helping the government surveil you and spy on you. You can't sue them, or you won't be allowed to sue them. It's just like the foreclosure fraud. When it all came to light and the scandal blew open, the Department of Justice said, we're not going to arrest anybody. We're not going to charge anybody. They'll pay us a few bucks out of the money they made. We'll give them back to all those homeowners who had their homes stolen illegally, whole $500. And some of those checks are bouncing, by the way. And that's what they're going to do on this one. Now, there is a positive bit of news because there's a landmark case up in Wisconsin that has set the legal precedent that the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination does in fact apply to encryption keys. U.S. Magistrate William Callahan Jr. of Wisconsin has ruled that citizens do not have to provide an encryption key to law enforcement. The government cannot compel you to decode what is on your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop. And there's an interesting implication because this case went to court because the FBI was unable to read the data on the defendant's laptop. They had no success getting the data. We may presume that the FBI availed themselves of the NSA. And what this really tells us, the important part of this decision, along with the reaffirmation of the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, is that the FBI and the NSA are not as good at breaking your codes as we are led to believe. Now, as I've mentioned many, many times before on this show, there are two parts to reading an encrypted message. The first part is you got to find out the methodology. How is it being encrypted? Then you have to find the key with which a particular message was encrypted. Of the two, the methodology is the most difficult. If you're using one of the popular approved encryption systems like PGP, they already know the methodology. And finding your keys is just a brute force exercise using racks and racks of computers, which the NSA certainly has a great many of them. But if you have your own encryption system and your own methodology, it's going to be much more difficult. Now, I don't know about the case of this particular defendant. His name is Feldman. But the FBI and presumably the NSA were unable to read his encrypted messages, and they went to court and said, compel him to give us his encryption key, and the judge said, no, it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. I mean, if you are needing to encrypt your data, you can layer. You can encrypt your message in one system with one key, then encrypt that file with a second system and a second key. Defeats a dictionary test. Even a Rote 13 on your clear text is going to defeat automated dictionary searches. Because what they do is they try a key and they scan the result for recognizable words. Try another key, scan the result for recognizable words. And if what you encrypted was itself encrypted or Rote 13, that dictionary approach is going to fail completely. If you are a person who really does need to have encrypted communications, you need to invest the time and money to develop your own so the methodology is not known. Remember, the Allies were not able to break the German Enigma machine until they physically captured one of the machines. We're starting to see a hue and cry to disable public police scanners on the website that allowed most of America to hear the errors, mistakes, misreports. I remember when they were over the boat where Zokar was in. And the police scanner, the police command was telling the police officers in the field, use your cell phones. What you're doing is going out over the internet. They knew they were being watched. But of course, that's what's supposed to happen. It's called transparency. The people have an inherent right to watch the police and the government at any and all times to make sure the police and the government are working for we the people. And now they're trying to shut that down. A lot of police departments have gone to encrypted police radios. Scanners in the United States of America, by law, have large areas of the bands blocked out. Other countries, you don't have that. You can buy a scanner in other countries. It'll go from 30 megahertz up to 1.5 gigahertz continuous. You can listen to everything. Here in the United States, oh, no, this band is blocked out because the government's using it. This band is blocked out because this government agency is using it. They're trying to remove your right to know what the government is up to. And you do have a right to know. It's inherent. And because of the Ninth Amendment to the Constitution, you are presumed to have that right. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights was written to limit and hamstring the government, not the people. Ninth Amendment, just because a right is not in the Constitution, does not mean you can deny it to the people. Tenth Amendment, if it's not in the Constitution, the government doesn't have that right. It is clearly biased in favor of we, the people. Now they're talking about ending public police scanners. Put a scanner on the website. Go to jail. By the way, a little bit of history. Ever hear of Sacco and Vanzetti? It's another famous false flag frame-up in Boston from many years ago where these two guys got framed, got punished. Remember Bruno Richard Hauptmann? There was this huge anti-foreigner fever in the country. And they needed a villain in the Lindbergh kidnapping, so they framed Bruno Richard Hauptmann for the crime. These things happen all the time, and they've happened all the way through history here. Now, a little follow-up, kind of a little bit of tragic news. There was this student from Brown University named Sunil Tripathi, who was being Twittered, emailed around the net, as looking like one of the photos of our wanted suspects. I got sent this and I said, it doesn't look like him to me. So I never ran with that story. But apparently it was big news all over the place. It has now been confirmed that this guy who was falsely linked to the Boston bombing is dead. They found his body in the Providence River. He's been missing for more than a month. And again, somebody was trying to lay the... He's one of them Muslim types. And the Muslim bashing is just going crazy all over the corporate media. Even John Stewart, who won't go into that whole false flag thing, but even he was starting to point out on the corporate media, Ann Coulter is out there saying that you should be arrested and thrown in jail just for wearing a hijab. Can you say racist? Can you say a complete repeat of how the Nazis demonized the Jews? And just because our corporate media is doing it to the Muslims does not make it any more moral or acceptable. It's the same tactics all over again. Now, we need to talk about Syria because obviously this timeline that Obama promised Netanyahu about we'll be at war with Syria by then, we'll be at war with Iran by this, seems to be proceeding apace. They're trying to whip up this anti-Muslim fury over the Boston bombing. They're not getting any traction, but they're still moving forward. Today, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is saying the U.S. intelligence community believes the Syrian regime used the chemical weapon sarin on their own population. They've crossed a red line. Everybody's talking in red lines. I'd like to remind everybody here about when the U.S. government used a banned poison gas, illegal to use in time of war, and they used it on that church down in Waco, Texas. So I didn't think the U.S. government has the moral right to point fingers at anybody else. And after all the caterwauling about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, prudence demands we view this latest screeching about Syria's weapons of mass destruction with a good dose of healthy skepticism. In any event, this so-called civil war is nothing of the sort. It is yet another covert attempt at overthrow by hired mercenary armies. And as I commented yesterday, proof that this is an invasion and not a popular uprising is demonstrated by the numerous acts of terror carried out by the Free Syria Army, most of whom are not Syrian. Yesterday, they bombed a minaret at this historic mosque. It's like 15th century, I think, if I remember correctly. In January, they bombed the building itself. That proves it's not a popular uprising. And again, to put it in context, can you imagine George Washington and Thomas Jefferson trying to evict the British government by burning down colonial churches? That sort of behavior does not build the popular support for a true popular revolution. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Chuck Hagel coming out today and saying, yes, we have evidence that Syria used sarin gas on their own population. Well, Chuck, after that whopper the U.S. government told us all about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, I'd like to see what that proof is. And not just Iraq. Remember when Monica Lewinsky was going to testify before Congress about the blue dress and all the rest of that, and she walks out of the hearing expecting a staircase full of the media, and it was completely empty because Clinton had gone off and bombed a suspected chemical weapons factory in Sudan. And it turned out to be an aspirin factory, which you, the taxpayer, got to pay for rebuilding after it was all over. And the evidence on that was they had taken some soil out of a planter full of roses because the rest of the area was paved over, and it tested positive for chemical weapons. Actually, what they found was rose dust, the stuff that any gardener growing roses will sprinkle on the plants to keep the bugs off. And even if they found traces of sarin gas in Syria, are they telling us it's personally autographed by Assad and not being done by the Free Syria Army, which is running around killing people, civilians, blowing up mosques and other acts of terror? And we have already documented they have chemical weapons. They have gone through the training on how to deploy them. So this idea that there's evidence that Syria is using sarin on its own people, that's a bit of a reach. That is a bit of a reach. And only yesterday, just 24 hours ago, Chuck Hagel was out there saying that he was very skeptical of these claims coming out of Israel that Syria was using chemical weapons. In fact, he even went so far as to say that he was very surprised of this Israeli claim, because when he was having his meeting with Moshe Yaalon, they didn't even mention it. Kind of makes you what else they're not telling you, right, John? So 24 hours, what a difference a day makes. And they're out there screaming, Syria, Syria, Syria. The British government is now out there with a scaremongering campaign. We've got to go in and deal with these evil people. A carbon copy. I'm giving my age away here. An exact copy of the same scaremongering campaign that they did just before Afghanistan and Iraq. It's just a repeat. They dragged up the old files. They did a search and replace. Take out Iraq, put in Syria, put it out in the corporate media. Going on and on and on. Now, little side note for the top of the hour. As they talk about Syria and sarin gas, the New York Police Department and the federal government are getting ready for another drill. Simulating airborne weapons on the New York City subway system. And we know that every time there's one of these false flag terror attacks, there always seems to conveniently be some kind of a drill in the same vicinity at the same time, simulating the exact same terror attack. So I would think those poor people in New York have suffered enough, but I would be very, very nervous considering how desperate they are to start the war. We'll be right back.